USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking the USA for supporting its resistance to Russia's invasion and asking for more.
The Ukrainian president says in the face of Russia's war machine, his country did not fall.
Ukraine is alive and kicking.
In his historic address to a joint meeting of Congress, Zelensky thanked the U.S. for billions in military aid.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
Zelensky's speech capped a full day in Washington, just a day after he visited Ukrainian troops on the front line. He brought to Congress a battle flag signed by many of those soldiers. I'm Richard Johnson.
Brutal winter weather is headed to the central and eastern U.S. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp declaring a state of emergency to allow officials throughout his state to prepare their cities and towns for what's to come.
Communities across the state are about to see temperatures that they haven't experienced in a decade or more.
Parts of the Midwest, East, and South may see bomb cyclone conditions in the coming days. Airlines dropping change fees for states and cities that are in the path of the storm. California's constitutional amendment protecting reproductive freedom went into effect today. The amendment approved by voters in November. Governor Gavin Newsom says Californians stood up for those rights and adds that the fight doesn't end here.
We will continue to expand and protect people's rights and the freedom to choose.
Wall Street closing with stocks higher as strong earnings reports boosted the market. Meantime, consumer confidence is up. A report released by business think tank The Conference Board showed this month's reading is the highest for the Consumer Confidence Index since April. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams asking the city council to give half its discretionary funds to help migrants. It follows 2 days of council hearings for asylum seekers there, where increased support for migrants was demanded.
People are saying, give free telephones, free MetroCard, free this, free this, free this, free this. Everyday New Yorkers don't have free telephones. Everyday New Yorkers don't have free MetroCards. Everyday New Yorkers are not given free places to live.
Following the hearings, the council released a list of dozens of short and long-term needs that include food, housing, and education services for those migrants. Many bust north from the border in Texas. The suspect in April's New York City subway shooting wants to plead guilty to federal terrorism charges. That's according to a letter sent by his lawyers to the court. The suspect was indicted on 10 counts of committing a terror act for allegedly opening fire on a train in Brooklyn. The shooting left 10 people injured. Porsche testing fuel created out of air and wind. Fox News reports highly innovative fuels developed the essentially net zero fuel at a wind-powered plant in Chile. And now several sport car companies are looking into using it. A Porsche spokesperson said they recently filled up a 911 with the fuel. It currently costs $45 a gallon, but the cost will be brought down to $8 by 2026, according to Motor Trend. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.